Hello, hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast of May 16th through the 22nd. So, the full moon eclipse in Scorpio happened just a few hours ago in the middle of the night. Maybe a lot of you were sleeping, maybe you were waiting for it, maybe you were watching the moon. Whatever it is that you were doing, we are heavily under the influence of it. One of the things that you want to keep in mind with the energy of this full moon in Scorpio is that far more than just representing what we are leaving behind, it is also about keeping in mind what deserves our time, energy, and effort. A lot of times when we look at what we need to let go of is to leave free room, free space that doesn't necessarily have to be filled in with anything else. The North Node in Taurus reminds us that less is more. Pluto retrograde in Capricorn also has the same theme. Less is more. You're not letting go of something so that you can immediately fill it with something else. And understand that whatever is being eclipsed out of your life is because it has already served its purpose. Please understand that the energy of this full moon will continue to unfold over the next 2 weeks until we have the new moon in Gemini of May 30th, which officially ends eclipse season. As of May 30th and on, we are going to really be moving forward with a lot more clarity than we may have now. This full moon eclipse in Scorpio, what it's really asking us is at the root of you, what is it that you're holding on to that doesn't allow you to relate in peace, that doesn't allow you to attract the partnership that you want, that doesn't allow you to attract more of the things that you want? What is the root? And I can ask you that. And to get to the root of something takes quite a bit of work, okay? So if that's something that's coming up for you, understand that because this full moon creates a 90-degree angle, a square to Saturn in Aquarius, it is your responsibility to move in the direction that is going to allow you to see what is the root of me feeling stuck, of the stagnant energy, of something that I have been wanting badly for a long time and that I just can't seem to attract into my life. What is it? Because whatever that is what you're meant to let go of. Tuesday, May 17th, we have Mars and Neptune conjunct in Pisces. So Mars and Pisces conjunct Neptune can have us feeling a little tired, a little lethargic. We might want to take naps for quite some time. But understand that this aspect between Mars and Neptune in Pisces has been going on for several weeks now. So on top of eclipse energy, which a lot of times can manifest in people feeling tired, this aspect is also one of moving slower, not knowing what direction, what action Mars to take next. And that's okay. Allow the answers to unfold. And if what the full moon eclipse is bringing up for you is that you don't understand what the root of the cause of something is, then why would you want to move in just any direction? I've said this before, that Mars in Pisces represents minding the intention behind your actions. So how can we mind the intentions behind our actions if we don't understand the root of what it is that we're meant to release within us? Now, I'm not saying that this is what everyone is experiencing, but it is something that has come up in the last couple of days. And because of the nature of Scorpio energy, we have to remember that Scorpio is about purging. It's about profundity. Scorpio is the depth psychologist of the zodiac. This isn't superficial. This isn't something that you're going to talk to someone about for 8 weeks and all of a sudden you're going to be all quote unquote healed. We are talking about the root cause of something because we're dealing with much bigger cycles in the middle of all of this eclipse season. Okay, so Mars conjunct Neptune can be a time in which you actually can set up a call with your therapist or your coach and kind of begin on that path of, look, I've talked about this for so long, but can we go deeper in a way? What do I need to heal at a nervous system level? What am I afraid to look at? What am I tiptoeing around? And look, I don't know about you, but I have found myself in my years of being in therapy that there are things that I tiptoe around, that there will go weeks on end where I'm thinking about something and I will talk to my therapist about something else. I am not sure why that has, in the moment, I'm not sure why that happens, but I come to find in hindsight that I was avoiding it because that's where all of this stuff was and that's where I had to take responsibility. But you know what happened when I finally went to the things that I was circling around, when I finally said, this is what I'm afraid of, this is what I'm ashamed of sharing even with you, my therapist, who I pay for this, I stepped into my empowerment and my actual healing began. And Mars and Neptune conjunct in Pisces create a sextile to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. That is still going on. Look, a lot of these aspects are aspects that I have been talking about, I think, for at least the last 4 weeks. Not much has moved. When that happens, it is because you are meant to look at something and it takes time. And there's so much more that I can say of each of these aspects, which I have to be mindful when I give you a weekly forecast because I don't want to take up too much of your time, but also because I have my Astro Consciousness on the Go group, which is where I really extend myself and explain everything in detail, all the themes, all the stuff. So in this forecast, I do my best to give you different scenarios. I do my best to not sound repetitive, but sometimes the energy is what it is. So when that happens, I invite you to ask yourself, if this is a theme that the cosmos keeps sitting on for weeks on end, okay, because eclipse season isn't over till 2 weeks from now, then what is it around those themes that I'm meant to pay attention to in my life? Where is this coming up? Because as above, so below, all right? So once we stop tiptoeing around the root of the cause, Pluto retrograde in Capricorn, sextiling this Mars and Neptune conjunction. Mars and Neptune conjunction in Pisces, remember, also slows us down physically. When we are slowed down physically, it is because we are meant to pay attention to something happening within. We don't have the same energy to distract ourselves in the way that we're normally used to. But when we slow down, Pluto retrograde in Capricorn at a distance is reminding us, stop avoiding what is essentially going to unfold in your power. So, what are you afraid of? What are you trying to hold on to? What are you trying to happen now and why? Why can't you let it happen on its own? Where's the dysregulation in the nervous system? A lot of questions. Okay, Wednesday, May 18th. Not much is happening at that time. All of this energy of the eclipse obviously still unfolds definitely throughout this week. That Mars-Neptune conjunction, sextile, Pluto retrograde in Capricorn is still very active. Thursday, May 19th, we have the Sun in Taurus trine Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. This is important because this is a point of empowerment. This is a great day for interviews, for meetings, especially if it has to do with money, with loans, with banks, with signing of contracts, with signing of documents. But Mercury is retrograde. That's okay. Make sure you read your contract 10 times instead of twice. Make sure that you go over the numbers 10 times instead of 3 times. Make sure that you're asking all of the questions. Make sure that you prepare ahead of time with questions if you're dealing especially with money. And I bring up the concept of money because we're talking about Taurus and Pluto. These are the financial energies of the zodiac, okay? If you are negotiating a salary or you haven't considered negotiating a salary, negotiate a salary. this day is beautiful. You might not get exactly what you want. You might not get it exactly when you want it because Mercury is retrograde, but you can still come back to it. You can still push a little bit more, a little bit more. Remember, Taurus energy is fixed energy. It's pretty relentless. It's patient. It's quiet. But when it sinks its heels, it sinks its heels. So if this has to do with your sense of worth, value, valuing your work and your time, remember, what am I giving my time, energy, and effort to, and what is that worth? You get to decide. You get to decide to leave behind, to eclipse out of your life, the mindset that keeps you playing small and not asking for the salary that you deserve, for instance. Okay. On the same day, Mercury retrograde in Gemini creates a sextile to Jupiter in Aries. Jupiter in Aries is this energy that's going to start making us act. Like, I don't care if it's Mercury retrograde, Jupiter in Aries trumps it because Aries is fast-moving energy. It's fire. Jupiter is expansive. It's optimistic. This energy can, if we're not mindful, it can get a little out of control. But if we use it to fuel us, to pump fire in us, if we use it to be like our own best cheerleader, if it's our pep talk in the morning, then that is beautiful. So Mercury retrograde in Gemini sextile Jupiter in Aries. It's about having communication. It's about having conversations, meetings, brainstorming of ideas that expand over time, especially because it's happening on the same day that the sun is trining Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. This is really powerful, guys. We have a mix of earth energy with the sun in Taurus and Pluto in Capricorn. We have air energy with Mercury retrograde in Gemini, and we have fire energy. This is all, I want to expand and I want to grow and I want to share what I have to share, but I'm grounded. I'm grounded in my sense of worth. If this has to do with relationships, understand that this is a good day to actually have a serious conversation with someone. This is about, so are we moving in together? Are we moving forward? What are we? But you have to be clear about where you stand. Friday, May 20th, we have the sun finally change signs. I feel like this Taurus season has been quite long. Like, out of all the seasons we've had in 2022 so far, I feel Taurus has been the longest season. And I mean, rightfully so. We've had two powerful eclipses in the season with a lot of other things going on. So I get it. Finally, on Friday, the 20th, the sun moves into Gemini. And so the sun moves into Gemini and it will remain there until June 20th. This is about being flexible with how we now are approaching life, because the eclipses have moved a lot of things for us internally or externally. So now, how do we keep an open mind, a flexible mindset to say, okay, I am now different in some way. I am now different. I feel different. I walk differently. I think differently. I don't know about you, but I know that this is very true for me and I can see it in other people. If this doesn't ring true to you, I don't know what to tell you. But now that we are in a different space within us or it's coming up and we're not sure what to do, the sun in Gemini gives us that attitude of being the student of life, or it presents us with the opportunity of approaching life in that way. Allow yourself to be new at something. Allow yourself to try new things, and that it's okay to not have it all figured out. Remember, Gemini's gift to the rest of the zodiac is that it reminds us that there are multiple ways of looking at situations, multiple ways of doing things, that there are always multiple resources as long as we look, as long as we keep an open mind, as long as we look outside of what we normally look at. As the sun enters Gemini on Friday, on Saturday, May 21st, we are already halfway through the Mercury retrograde cycle. What does this mean? That the Sun and Mercury come together to start a new cycle. This is called an inferior conjunction. The Sun illuminates Mercury's cognitive thought process communications. It illuminates new information coming our way. This is why Thursday, which is, I feel, the best day of the week to solidify things, to, again, to have meetings, to sign contracts if you find yourself having to do something like that this week. I think Thursday is the best day for that. Because on Saturday, the Sun and Mercury are going to come together already. Look, for those of you who haven't been with me long enough, remember, if you are in a Mercury retrograde cycle and you've been holding off because that's what makes you feel comfortable, and you don't want to wait till the end of the Mercury retrograde cycle, anytime the inferior conjunction happens, which is the midway point of the cycle, which is when the Sun and Mercury come together like they will Saturday, May 21st, that is when you can begin to make decisions. Does that mean that there won't be any mishaps or miscommunications? Not necessarily. I mean, there may be, but maybe not. But you want to be mindful. You want to be intentional of the energy that you're moving towards this with. And look, at this point, if you have all of the answers that you need right now with these eclipses, because for some people, a lot of things have been made clear. For me, they have. I know a lot of things are changing, and everything that used to hold me back from changing those things, I don't care about them anymore. Done. I told a close friend of mine, I said, I have been waiting for this change. I feel like I have been waiting for this shift my entire life, and now it's finally here. And it had never did it have anything to do with what I thought it was going to do with. Never did I think it was going to unfold within me. I talk about this all the time, and I do live my life in this way. But even my ego gets in my way. Even I get impatient. Even I get in my own way. Even I can't sit freaking still for the life of me sometimes. Which is why I have to practice meditation, grounding, stillness, mindfulness every single day. Because in that moment, I am feeding my mind, my body, my soul some peace, some ease that has helped me over time. So even if sometimes I tend to step in that, I want things done now, and I want things done fast, and I have to happen in this way, I am much quicker and much better at catching it and saying, okay, come back to that space. Even if momentarily, even if quickly, come back to that space that you feel while you're meditating, while you're grounding, while you're being mindful. Because that is the space that exists right now. So, with all of that said, understand that the changes, the shifts, the letting go, the cutting of the cord, the getting to the root cause of the thing, all of this is of permanence. All of this. So, with all of this Gemini energy, the Sun coming together with Mercury, we're keeping a flexible mind for ourselves. And that may sound selfish, but we have Jupiter in Aries, Venus in Aries, Mars will eventually get to Aries. It's me season. That is what everyone is going to be experiencing. Allow that to happen. Let that happen. Let it happen for you. Don't be a jerk. Don't go around the world, you know, making other people feel bad for anything. You don't have to do that. But take care of yourself. Mind your business. And that's not coming from me. That's coming from the cosmos. And because Saturn had such a big role playing in today's eclipse, one of Saturn's themes in the zodiac is that we are meant to mind our business. So, how do you come back to that? Finally, on May 22nd, we have Mars in Pisces creating a sextile to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. So this happened on earlier in the week on Tuesday. Come Sunday, Mars is getting away from Neptune. It's getting a little more energy. Remember, Mars is going to be in Aries really soon. So by Sunday, Mars has left his homie Neptune behind, right? All right, dude, we've hung out enough. We've meditated. We've talked about all the stuff, the stars and the galaxies and our dreams, and we've hung out. All right, I'll see you next time, man. So Mars begins, after his time with Neptune, after everything that Neptune, the mystic, the philosopher, had to teach him, Mars is now moving along and carrying those lessons of the connection with spirit. Mars is moving along to Aries and saying, oh, this is now my reason for doing the things that I do. And Mars is just trotting along, all happy, all diddly, right? And then by Sunday, it's going to come and have a conversation with Pluto. But Pluto is a higher octave than Mars. So while Mars and Neptune were homies, Mars is coming to Uncle Pluto. And Uncle Pluto's like, hey, where you been? Haven't seen you in a while. What have you learned? Right? And Mars is like, I learned all of these things. I learned about my connection with spirit. I learned to mind the intention behind my actions. I learned that I don't have to move so fast aimlessly, that even when I do have aim, I don't have to move as fast and I don't have to move all the time. So he's telling his uncle all of these things, right? And Pluto and Capricorn, the uncle's like, very good, very good. I am so proud of you. This, and now Pluto is going to deliver even more wisdom to Mars and Pisces before Mars goes home into Aries a few days later. And Mars says, remember all of this. Remember your spirituality. Remember the lessons that you were taught in Neptune, which, guys, this started all the way through the beginning of April. So everything we have learned from April to now, Mars connecting with Pluto is saying, this is your point of empowerment. Remember, it starts within. It starts in the soul. That is your guide. That is your compass. If you get away from that, you're gonna get lost again. This is your source of empowerment. And that's how we end this week, with Mars coming to Uncle Pluto, sharing with him everything he learned from his homie Neptune, and Pluto saying, all right, I think you're ready. I think you're ready to now, in a few days, go home to Aries, and now you're going to act from a different space within you. Think about that. Think about what that means for you. Own it. Take responsibility. Get to the root of the cause. All right. Have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you next week. Much love.